Hey, just recap what you said up there.
Basically, what I said is that this kind of attack on workers' rights has happened in the past. I remember back in the late 80s when I was a state worker, Hal Stratton decided to do away with workers' rights to bargain collectively. And so what we did is we formed a work committee. And it stood for Workers Against Repression. And what workers need to do now is they need to continue to fight back. They need to form another war committee because it's an attack on workers and it's an attack on our right to bargain collectively. Workers in New Mexico have the right to jobs with justice, a living wage, benefits, and a pension.
How important is it, and what impact will it have, that Susana Martinez fired the chair of the State Labor Board and its three-member panel?
It has a definite impact, because one of the things that labor board does is they certify elections. So what it means is that workers cannot formally, bring forth their petitions, their election petitions. It also means that workers cannot, through the labor board, proceed with grievances and file unfair labor practices. But it does not mean that workers are going to go away and not continue to organize. You know, one of the things that we did back in the 80s is we continued to organize, and I know that workers are going to continue to do that, irregardless of whether or not that labor board is there. But it's very important that the labor board be reinstated and a director for that board be hired.
Just give me the background again real quick on how you've represented, I believe, healthcare workers at UNM before in union negotiations. What was your exact role there?
In terms of the Hospital Workers Union, I was the director of that union and did actually my role was to organize and also represent them in bargaining. But I've also worked for AFSCME, and I am currently working for the Teachers Union.
Three unions in Albuquerque, at least this summer, have their contracts with the city expire. They're getting ready to go into collective bargaining. There's not even a formal labor board set up months after Barry took office.
Right, and I think that's appalling. I think that one of the first things that Mayor Barry needs to do is get that third person appointed so that labor board can move forward. I know that the workers are preparing for negotiations. It's going to be a difficult negotiations, but again, I have full faith that they'll accomplish their goals.
Excellent.